George Washington, A Biography, by John R. Alden. Preface and Acknowledgements. If it be true, as has often been said, that each generation writes its own history, it is also true that each generation produces its own biographies. Such a statement without qualification is tinged with cynicism. Every biographer worthy of the name takes what advantage he can of the labors and perceptions of his predecessors. Many lives of George Washington, beginning with the famous one by Parson Weems, have come from the press. Two massive ones, by Douglas S. Freeman and his aides, and by James Thomas Flexner, appeared not long ago. They should be consulted by readers who wish to know more about Washington than is chronicled in this book. The Freeman volumes deal with him on almost a day-to-day basis. We now have a much better understanding of Washington than was available in the past. Scholars have ceased to put gilding upon a wooden hero. It has become clear that he possessed an interesting personality. Thus there can now be no doubt that he was gifted not only with a keen perception of irony, but with an earthy sense of humor. Illustrations of the latter are offered herein. Thus the present writer hopes that the decades of study he has spent upon the era of the American Revolution have made it possible to contribute a lucid and balanced account of Washington as a military commander, and to assess correctly his role as defender of the American nation during his presidency. There can be no change in the considered verdict of all his worthy biographers, and of all those who have read extensively concerning him, that he was a great man, a majestic figure, unquestionably the principal, the essential founder and champion of the American Republic. I wish to express my gratitude to a few persons and institutions that have recently given me special assistance. To Kathleen S. Alden, Madeline S. Thibault, the staffs of the public libraries of Clearwater, Florida, and Traverse City, Michigan, and of the National Archives.